Welcome to the 90-Second Navigator, the daily course adjustment for your mind. We're focusing on managing time, reaching goals, and keeping life in perspective. I'm Joel Brookman, and I'm here to get you where you want to go. So it's Thursday, and we're going to continue our discussion on communication. And today, I just want to talk to you about practice. Now, I've been a public speaker now for well over 20 years, and I used to wing it. And when I would wing it, I would ultimately forget things. But I used to think it was kind of a neat thing to get up in front of a group and just go with a stream of consciousness. And then after forgetting things time and time again, and usually they weren't big details, but there were certain things I once said that weren't said, and I'd go back and I'd kick myself afterwards, I finally said, why do I not use notes? Because if I use notes, I will not forget anything because I have a reference point. And from that point forward, I started using notes. Now, when I use notes, I don't write the whole presentation down because then you're going to read it, right? If you write it all out, you're going to end up looking down too much and you're not going to engage with the audience. So rather than just writing it all out, I would start, if I had a big presentation, to do that. I'd write everything out that I wanted to say the way I would say it, not the way I would write it. And there's a big difference between the two. I write the way I would talk. Then I would take the opportunity to practice, and I'd run through it a few times. And as I'd run through it, it gets more and more embedded in my mind. So now I remember the flow. I remember what I'm saying. And then I cut my notes down to just small bullets with three or four words to jog my memory on the concept that I want to hit. And now I can just look down on the paper, grab my thought, and go back out. And if I lose my train of thought, I go back to the paper and I figure out where I am. And it just works that way. So if you're doing a formal presentation, one of the other suggestions is that you do it over and over and over again in the mirror, 20 or 30 times before you get up in front of a large group. And while you're doing it, take the opportunity to record yourself. If you have a digital voice recorder or a smartphone, just record yourself. And you could even videotape yourself if you're ready to do this live and you're feeling better about it. But watch the mannerisms in the video if you can. But when you do the audio recording, I want you to think about things like filler words. Are you saying or ah? Are there certain words that you repeat over and over again? And can you repeat those? And there's a public speaking class called Toastmasters, and there's an old trick from Toastmasters. There would be a man in the back of the room or a woman in the back of the room with a bell. And every time you'd put one of those filler words in, like or ah, someone would hit the bell. And it would drive you crazy, but eventually it would break the habit. And so that's really what you want to do. Get somebody to listen to yourself. It always is annoying, by the way, hearing your own voice. I do it every day and it still bothers me, but nobody likes the sound of their own voice. But I want you to specifically listen for those filler words that you may be using. And instead of going to the or the ah, go to silence. Silence is a very powerful way to let people digest what it is that you've said. As you practice over and over again, you're going to reach a point where you have no surprises. You're comfortable with your notes, you're comfortable with what you're saying, you memorize the content, and it flows much more effectively. If you're not listening to the 90-Second Navigator Daily, hit the subscribe button on Stitcher or on iTunes. It's always great to have a coach to keep you moving towards your desired goals, and I simply ask that you give me the opportunity to be that person for you and commit to joining me for a few minutes a day. It doesn't cost you a dime, and it can be tremendously beneficial if you let it. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me for tomorrow's 90-Second Navigator. We're going to discuss the importance of good communication. But in the meantime, practice. You've got a presentation you have to do. Get in the mirror, do it 30 times, and get comfortable with it.